This ma nesha, just like a nesha, an eagle, miyuchud shein lo etzba yisera. It does not have an extra toe like we had before on the top of the palm like, and also vizefek, it doesn't have a crop, viyein kukopono nikloch, and its stomach, the kurkubin, you cannot peel off the skin off it, vidoiris viyechel, it like, it attacks the other bird, it attacks its derisit, and viyechel eats it. Like these are four simonim of a knife tomei. So Rashi explains, the Nesher Huska B'Tumeyim, it says this in the Torah by the Parsha of Oif Tumeya. V'donim B'Ninav, we learn it at B'Ninav Imenu. The Ma Nesher, just like this eagle, Miyuchar, it's separate. Deim Le'echud Mikola Simonim Alola, doesn't have even one of these Simonim. The Tumey, Av Kol Shem Le'echud Mikola Simonim Alola, Min Nesheru B'Tumey. Any other bird that doesn't have even one of these Simonim is considered a Tumeya. Av Rashi says, Avul Oish, Avul Oif. Any other bird that has at least one of these simonim, tor, the locher then that life is tor. The koshkan of a shur, shnayim, a shlosh, that has two or three of these simonim. Oikulam, chutz me'oifes and mefroshim b'pashas, excluding the oifes that the Torah says clearly. There are 24 oifes tumeyas, excluding those 24 that the Torah says clearly are tumeya. Shigzeras akosahu, shafo pi shiyesh bem simitaira, even though there are a few of them that has some simonitaira, like we'll see later on, still they are tummy. But the height lemarbialiminesher, the enough tummybialum, this will be marble. The apostle says nesher means any other bird that's also a type of an eagle. But other birds, Rashi says, he can't include, because the Torah speaks that clearly the 24 eifers tumeis. So there are no other eifers that are tummy. The Torah says the ones that are tummy, they're not say the ones that are tor, because there are more terim than tumeim. So the 24 birds that are tummy, the Torah speaks them out. However, when it says nesher, there's binyanavis, there could be other birds that are like the nesher that are also tummy. Rakoponim, we see simonim, you have the Torah, that what's called an oif tummy. It has to have one of these, it has to have one of these simonim. Then the Gemara says, turim. When the Torah says turim, that's the dove. Is Shieshlem Etzba Yisera, the Turim, that's the Oif Tor, that does have an extra toe on it. The Zephyr, it has a crop. The Kukavon and Niklef and its stomach, the Kukavon, you could peel off the skin. The Yen Dorosim Viecho does not trot on something and eat it. Turim, that's an Oif Tor. So we learn out from this bird of Turim, Af Kol Kyoitzabim. Turim, any other Oif that's like this, that has these Simonim, are also Turim. So Rashi speaks out later, the Gemara will ask the question. The Chuhir, it's mashma that it's only Tor if it has all of these four simonim, like the Turim. Before we just said the opposite, it's only a Nesher that's Tomei that has all these simonim Tomeim. But mashma, if you have an Oif that has at least just one sim in Tyra, one of these things, either it has a Zefek, or else it has a Kukava Niklof, or else it's Einaderis, or else it does not have a Netzbi Yisera, or else if it has a Netzbi Yisera, mashma, any one of these simon will be Torim. But I call upon him, how could our Mishnah say the Torah doesn't say the simonim of a knife? And here we dash in psukim like these are the simonim? Like we're telling us what are the simonim of a knife? What's a simon tyra and what's a simon tameya? So more answer, what the Mishnah means to say is like this, Omer Abaya, l'nema pirushim midivrei Torah. In the Torah itself, it does not say clearly what are these simonim. Rashi says, l'nispashra simonim mamish patera. The Torah doesn't say clearly what the simonim are. Elo, midemone turin b'torim, just since the Torah says this bird turin amongst the turin, the hani is naibu, and this turin, this dove, has all of these four simonim, and also the Torah says the bird nesher that's tomei, and that has a dalet simonim that are tomeim. So from this we learn out these are simonim turin, these are simonim tomeia, but the Torah doesn't say clearly. That's what the Mishnah means to say. The Mishnah means to say that simoni oif l'nemru b'torim, it doesn't say clearly, it's only a drasha. And the Gemara says, it's only medivrei sofrim, where we dash in the psukim, that's how we know what these simonim are. Now the Gemara says, Toni Rabbi Chiya, learned like this, that oif ha'bo b'simenecha tor, if an oif that comes, and it has at least one of these four simonim, only one of them, it's still tor, lefi shein doima l'nesher, because it's not doima to the nesher, to the eagle. That what nesher, the less leklal, hu deloy techel, Only a bird like a nesh, like an eagle, that doesn't have one of these simonim. It has all four simonim tameim. Therefore, it's lost its teeth. Or iko diistlechad techol. But if you have a bird that has one of these four simonim, with that alone, you'll be able to eat from it. Again, providing you know for sure it's not part of those 24 birds tameim that the Torah speaks out. Now the Gemara says, why is this talocha? Velelef miturim. Why don't I learn out from turim? That ma turim diikakulu, maybe you know when a bird is tor only if it has all four simonim. Just like these turim, these doves, they have all four simonim. They have a nespa yisera, they have a zephyr, they have a kukuba niklef, and they're not berus. So maybe only a bird like a turim is tor. That diikakulu abo, ap hochinami ya diikakulu dalit. Maybe only an oif that has all four simonim is tor. So how do we know to say no that even a knife with just one simon is tor? Someone says that would be true in Cain, Shar Oifas Temeim, the Kosar Rachman Alamali. Why does there have to say other Oifas Temeim? If the Pshat is that a knife Torah is only that has all four Simonim, so let the Torah just say the word Turim. And Melai would know that all the other Oifas that don't have all four Simonim are Tanei. That's the question. If so, in Cain, Shar Oifas Temeim, why does the Torah have to speak out 24 Oifas Temeim? Tameim, the cost of Rachman Alamali. Let's learn it all out from a Turim, that only a bird that has all four Simonim are Torah. Now, since the Torah has to speak out these other birds that are Tameim, that's the proof to say that no, that even though Turim has all four Simonim Torah, you do not really need all four Simonim. Really, will be enough just to have one Simon. So, therefore, I need the Limudim to teach us that there are the 24 Oifos that are Tameim, even though some of them do have maybe one Simon Torah. But those 24 are Tameim. Now the Gemara still is. But v'neilof minayu, let's learn out from them. And if they say, mahosom t'loso v'lo yachlinin, av kol t'loso v'lo neichel. Rosh is v'neilof, Rosh is minayu. Mahosom t'loso v'lo yachlinu, av kol t'loso v'lo neichel. V'chol shchein trei v'chad, that these oifas, that in other words, let's turn out from these oifas, that oifas temeim, that even though they have like three simonim, still they're no good, since they don't have all four, is av kol tlas, for lenechol, for choshche and shrei v'char, and avad if this oif only has one simon or two simonim, for sure we cannot eat from it. Because maybe taki only have to have four simonim to make a tor. So when some came, if so, oirif, the raven, the kosher rachman alomli, why does the Torah speak out clearly that oirif is an oif tomei? Hashtag yisle tlosa loyach linon. Madre telling me oifas that even have three simonim tyra, still you can eat them. The yisle tremi boy. So this oif only has two simonim of tyra. So for sure you can eat it. Like what does the Torah have to speak out the word oif for? And Lamai, since Torah says speaks out the word oif, mashman oif tor does not have to have all four simonim, but it's enough just to have these few simonim or one. Now the Gemara still says no, the lelef mi'orif, but still less.